This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer. I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, Dr. Batar, the word denialism is a butt ugly word, but it applies to the CDC, not to the people who are claiming that vaccines are related somehow, directly, indirectly, or all of the above to autism. But CDC has just come out with new stats, and they're saying the figures, percentages, whatever it is, up 15% in terms of the diagnoses of children with autism. Yet no mention anywhere that vaccines have anything to do with it. In fact, if anything is mentioned about vaccines, it's immediately a conspiracy theory among parents who don't know their own children.
Yeah, it's an amazing fact that people can actually believe this. It's almost like sticking your head in the sand and saying, I don't hear it, I don't see it, I don't, you know, smell it, whatever the case is, and then just denying it. Now, the problem that I have is, what's that term that you use? You call it plausible deniability, right?
Right, yeah, the two words together where they have some reasonable way of saying, well, it can't be the vaccine or it isn't the vaccine. They basically say, we don't know what causes it. But if you bring up vaccines, they're certain that that isn't the cause.
Exactly. And the fact that the incidence of autism is going up, and then you can correlate that with the incidence of vaccinations, the incidence of flu vaccines being given, the incidence of childhood vaccines being stacked upon each other, you know, first day on the planet, and looking at the change in the frequency of vaccinations and change in the schedules of these childhood diseases, supposedly that have to be now stamped out according to, what was it, the 1991 National Vaccine Initiative, when they said they would stamp out all childhood diseases. So you start looking at that incidence of autism versus the incidence of giving vaccinations, and you see the 1 in 10,000 in 1991 versus whatever it is now. One in, what is it? Must be under 1 in 30, right, Robert?
Because of their official stats are now saying it's 1 in 59, but I believe it to be much higher when you can take into consideration the entire spectrum, which can be from mild to Asperger's, high functioning, as they call it, to the total debilitating scenario. And, you know, as we say, reporting here, when we talk, and we've talked to many moms, met many moms over the years, parents of these vaccinated children, and of course you have seen them as a physician who have been brought to you. So many you've been able to help reverse the manifestation of it. And without fail, you've seen what's in a vaccine ends up in the child, and that is the direct, if not outright, sole contributor. It's the vaccine straw ingredients that breaks the child's back, so to speak.
That's exactly right. And so it's accumulation not only of what's in the child, but also what's in the mother and what the mother was feeding the child basically while in utero, meaning what the mother's state of health was and the mother's toxicity level was and how that was being shunted to the baby via the placenta. And then once the baby's born, the load in the mother being transferred to the baby through the maternal milk that, that the child is essentially existing on for the first few months of life, assuming that they're breastfeeding. And then on top of that, then the onslaught of the childhood vaccinations that are given on the first day on the planet. And so it's the proverbial, as you said, the straw that broke the camel's back. And it's an accumulation type aspect. It's not a one particular source. But obviously, when mercury is so neurotoxic, in fact, the only substance that's known to man that causes the denudation of the neurofibrils, and then you add to that the maternal amalgam load and the environmental mercury burden that the parents have, that the mother has, and according to the Centers for Disease Control, the NHANES data that was released in 2003, that one out of six women of childbearing age in the United States was mercury toxic. So now you start looking at this incidence of toxicity, and now on top of all that, you start giving them vaccinations that have thimerosal, which is ethyl mercury, which is a lot more similar within the system. So you've just got an accumulation of mercury from all these different sources. And many people still to this day ask me, well, it's not just mercury. And I'm saying, no, it is mercury. There are many other things that contribute to it. But it's like once the spark, i.e. mercury, causes a fire that destroys the forest, yes, then you've got other issues that you have to deal with. But it's the spark that caused the fire that I'm most interested in, because that's what's going to reverse it. That if I can remove the mercury now, you can, you know, not necessarily reverse the damage, but you can certainly have an opportunity now to reseed the forest with new plants, right, and hopefully those plants will grow into trees, et cetera, and recreate the ecology. But the bottom line is that the offending substance is mercury by far, and everything else is secondary or tertiary.
Yeah. Dr. Bitar, you mentioned the two words together, plausible deniability. I want to come back to that, because one of the ways they get away with this, not for us, but for the media, general public that doesn't know, they'll say, well, if it were the cause, then every vaccine would cause everybody to have autism. But that is only possible in a world where medical collectivism is your mantra, is your dogma, is your religion, that you believe that there is no such thing as bioindividuality, that there is no such thing as different abilities to methylate, for instance, mercury or other substances, that there are no strengths or weaknesses different from child to child, adult to adult. And in that world, they can say, well, because it doesn't happen every time the kid gets a shot, then it can't be the cause of it any of the times.
Right. So you've got genetic predispositions and you've got biological individuality. These are aspects that allow every individual to respond differently to every type of trigger, whether it be internal environment, external environment, whatever the case may be. And so this point that you're bringing up, it's very interesting, because in medicine itself, they say that the two terms always and never are never correct. Okay, always, if you use the word always in medicine, although you use the word never in medicine, those are never correct. There's always exceptions to the rule. This is what conventional medicine preaches, and yet what you're saying is that's exactly what they're doing. They're going against that and saying that every vaccine would cause this, which we know in medicine always and never is never accurate. However, having said that, in autism, mercury is always the issue. I've never found it not to be the issue. Even when I've started doubting that it was mercury, because I've treated a child for 2.5 years and there's no mercury that came out and they don't have that much toxic levels and they're just, you know, I remember this particular child, Rishiban from the UK, and I won't say the last name, obviously, but this child was so, the levels were so low, and we treated the child for 2.5 years, and then we were getting ready to start him on the autism recovery protocol, which is never something that we do until at least a year and a half of having to remove the heavy metals, because the recovery protocol includes hyperbarics, and hyperbaric oxygen is increasing oxidation if you've got metals on, you know, present, because you're going from 21% oxygen normal environment to 100% oxygen in the chamber. So you don't want to do hyperbarics on a child that has mercury or any kind of metal toxicity, because you're just going to increase the oxidative stress by fivefold. And so we waited, and in 2.5 years, and no metals coming out, and we get ready to start that recovery protocol, and said, let me just do one more heavy metal challenge. And Dad comes in and says, Dr. Truck, can we just do one more heavy metal challenge? I said, sure. We do this, and we get a mercury level of something like 47 micrograms per gram creatinine, which is more than, you know, 15 times the toxic level. And then the lead was like over 130, 140. And I thought, it's got to be lab error. So we repeated the test, and the mercury came out to 87 micrograms per gram creatinine, and the lead was over 240 micrograms per gram creatinine. So the repeat test to make sure that it wasn't an error showed that even doubling of the previous test. And what that shows is it took 2.5 years to get this child's pathways going to the point that we were actually able to measure the metals coming out. So even the one time or two times that I have thought that maybe I was wrong and maybe there is some other reason, I was wrong. It ended up being that it was just the fact that how far am I going to continue with that thought process? Am I going to fall off and say after 6 months or a year, a year and a half, and say, no, I must be wrong because there's no medical on. You know what? If I hadn't continued, Robert, I would have thought that maybe I was wrong. But it took that 2.5 years and one or two children before we started seeing the metals coming out. So it is always the offending substance. It was after we started removing the metals, we saw the metals coming out, that the child actually started to put a couple of words together, was no longer running out in the middle of the road, no longer had to wear a helmet to keep himself from hurting himself by, you know, hitting his head in the wall. So there's a whole cascade of this, but it's in this particular instance, in autism, mercury is the offending substance, and nobody has ever been able to show me any fallacy with any incorrectness with my thought process, because I can show them case after case, over 8 million data points now showing mercury being the issue, whether it's be hair, fecal, urine, or RBC levels, somewhere it's mercury, and we can start seeing it coming out.
Yes. Otherwise, vaccine is the leading cause of coincidence on planet Earth, right? That's what you have to believe.
Exactly.
Officer Hayes says what doctors call correlation is not causation. Law enforcement calls circumstantial evidence and the beginning of an investigation. Modern medicine dismisses correlation and says it means nothing, especially if they're told to say it means nothing. Now, that's why I said, go ahead, Dr. Bitar. I was just going to insult doctors, but you beat me to it. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, the thing is, I believe that they do know, Robert. I believe that their only defense now is to play the game of sticking their head in the sand and saying, oh, there's no causation here. There's no association. This is all conspiracy theory, because the deniability aspect is the only thing that they've got left. Because I've said this many, many times, and we haven't talked about it recently in the last few years, but you remember when we first started doing the radio show, I told you that if the American population, if the world's population knew the truth, and they knew that the people that are sitting at the helm actually know the truth, this would be enough to create the next civil war, the next world war.
Sure.
Because people would erupt in absolute, the most, you know, it would be, I mean, just imagine what you would do or what I would do if we find out that our children were being maimed by our own government that's sitting there trying to protect, supposedly protecting our children.
It would be the next Nuremberg trials, because all doctors have impressed me in what they can do. Again, this is a bit of a collectivist statement, so take it with a grain. But as a group, they follow orders better than just about any other group. And then they claim, I was just following orders. Better than any other group. The vaccine issue, Nuremberg, put the two together, and they're still going to be responsible, despite the 1986 Vaccine Injury Childhood Compensation Program, which relieved them of liability, as it did to the pharmaceutical vaccine manufacturers as well. We got more news about the HPV vaccine victims, and we also have some questions of the day related to neurological type diseases. We're going to get to those here on Advanced Medicine on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rashid Bitar.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week here on GCN, the home of the Robert Scott Bell Show. You can hear it later on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and SoundCloud, and Medical Rewind at AdvancedMedicine.com, where a searchable form of all of our archives, hundreds of hours, over 1,000 hours, available to you. For free. Awesome. By the way, if you look over my left shoulder, those of you watching on YouTube, you'll see the book, The Nine Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, Dr. Bitar's international bestseller. If you're new to the show, new to Dr. Bitar, there's your starting point. It's as amazing as the day it was written. Every time you read it, you're going to learn something new. It is profound. It is moving. Now, speaking of moving, how about let's move off the HPV fear bandwagon. Human papillomavirus, which is... It's almost, all these herpetic viruses, different things, a lot of ubiquitous viruses in, humanity and in the animal kingdom as well. The HPV is acknowledged that if you acquire it, you will, a woman that has this even on the cervix, that within a couple of years, just a normally functioning immune system will neutralize this thing before it ever becomes a problem. Years later... This is how they claimed that it caused cancer. They scraped some cervical cells, some cancer cells, and they found genetic fragments that indicated at some point in history there had been an HPV infection. And from that, they said, that's the cause of cervical cancer. Well, it's not the cause of cervical cancer. There's no proof. There's no evidence that it is, in fact. And Daniel, see if you can get Dr. Bitar reconnected. It sounds like we may have lost him, Daniel, and super dumb. Yeah. But so what I'm saying here is that you've got a whole world built up around HPV causing cancer, and therefore we need Gardasil and Cervarix. Ignore the fact that many children, girls especially, are being devastated by these vaccines. Infertility, paralysis, Guillain-Barré, death even. And you've got five countries coming together meeting on this, HPV vaccine victims, Japan, the United Kingdom, Ireland, Colombia, and Spain, all meeting on this. Now, having said all that, the fact that HPV doesn't cause cervical cancer, and we can accelerate the clearing of it with silver and other immunomodulators, the devastation that is occurring to these young people because of the fear of, you know, a fictitious cause of cervical cancer. Dr. Bitar, it's amazing what they can conjure up to sell us through fear on another shot.
Yeah, basically, it's all fear mongering. It's it really all, when you start looking at modern medicine, it's not just the vaccines, Robert. It's really all modern medicine therapeutics are, at some point, fear-mongering is utilized. Radiation therapy and cancer, chemotherapy and cancer, some of the drug therapies that are required for cardiovascular disease, some of these very, very invasive procedures that have a very high instance of morbidity. So you've got like things such as percutaneous transfemoral coronary angioplasties that have a 3-5% mortality rate. So you have people that, you know, out of 100 people that have this procedure, depending on what part of the country you're in, 3 out of 100 will die during the process. Now, of course, the defense is, well, these people already had a problem with blockage, and so, you know, they were going to die anyway. You know, there's other things that can be done where you don't have a 3 out of 100 chance of dying from the procedure. But fear-mongering is what does it. The use of some of these substances that have a lot of danger to them. I mean, vaccines is just one part of it, but fear-mongering is utilized almost like there's a modus operandi. You know, maybe something was written in those original 110-year-old plans about the new medical education system, and as I said, we will use fear-mongering to get people to start using our therapeutics.
Well, isn't it ironic, Dr. Bitar, that they've used this against you, against our buddy Ty Bollinger, for instance, when we point out the dangers of vaccines or chemotherapy and radiation? We're the ones who are now fear-mongering. Yet there's more evidence to support the danger of that than the danger of the disease they say they're going to prevent or treat.
Exactly. That's exactly right. With a vaccine, for example, or the flu, for example, to put people in harm's way for the potential of trying to prevent a self-limiting condition anyway, it's just ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. I would wonder if somebody could go back into the archives and look at the original Flexner report. I wonder what the fear-mongering was actually part or parcel of. I'm sure it was. They probably didn't write it down.
Yeah.
But I'm curious whether fear-mongering was part of the agenda.
Well, there's historical documents that did acknowledge strategies, including attacking doctors and making examples out of them. That was part of this. And so that frightened the doctors into line, but they've been less successful over recent years of frightening us and the average folks out there into quieting down about the danger of vaccines, much less the danger of cancer treatments approved by government. We'll be back.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
All right, remember, advancedmedicine.com. We got a special code if you want to sign up and get access to all the wonderful things that you can do there. 1358 is the code. If you're not sure, go to robertscottbell.com. Scroll down in the show notes of today with Advanced Medicine, Dr. Batar. You'll see the picture of us there. And you can plug into that. Again, medicalrewind.com is also available. There's so much history here. In the years we've been together, Dr. Batar, you could probably write 100 books with all the things we've been talking about. But again, searchable, that's the thing we haven't been able to do, and your team's working on that still.
Actually, it's already done, Robert. The thing is, it's not live yet, because some of the things still need to be brought over. But yeah, it's actually functioning, and I can tell you off the air. I'll give you the link to go and so you can experiment with it. But yeah, okay. It's pretty much very done. I'm hoping that in another week we are going to be doing a pretty exciting launch on a webinar for a new protocol, and we can talk about that. I don't want to throw off.
All right. No worries. We got some exciting things happening. Yes. All right. Stand by for that, folks. You keep plugging into the Robert Scott Bell Show and Advanced Medicine with Dr. Bittar. Right now, we're going to plug into you, our lovable and humble listeners.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question comes from Officer Hayes. I have a question for Robert and Dr. Bittar about upper motor neuron lesion. At 18 months, he says his son received the MMR-V, Hep B, and Tdap vaccine. He lost speech, started stemming, toe walking, repeatedly failed the Babinski test shown to me by a friend who studied kinesiology. He said failure is a sign of about upper motor neuron lesion. I knew heavy metals from vaccines were likely the cause. I spent the last 2 years listening to every lecture given by Boyd Haley on the topic of mercury and glutathione, and every lecture by Dr. Suzanne Humphreys on aluminum. So I started studying homeopathic remedies on my own. Almost the last 2 years I've spent giving my son daily plant-based selenium in his applesauce, horsetail tea to drink for silica with a shot of DMSO for sulfur, Nation iodine, Bravo probiotic yogurt, suppositories and baths with Epsom salts and MSM to absorb magnesium and sulfur through his skin. My son is now 3.5. He speaks again, no longer stems, and he still is toe walking. So what can I do to address the toe walking? Is the neuron lesion permanent? When I tell him to walk heel to toe, and he does it with no problem, but he goes back to toe walking after a while. Is this a lesion issue or breaking a bad habit issue now? Wow, this is a fantastic question. A lot of things that Officer Hayes has done here, Dr. Bittar.
Yeah, so basically the short answer to this is it is a habit issue. The fact that he's no longer stemming shows that that part has already been taken care of. And, you know, he may still have some residual components that need to be still removed. So I wouldn't stop doing what you're doing. I think that those things have obviously helped. But there is it's a habit issue, too. And it's definitely not a lesion issue. Let's just put it that way. There could be some remnant toxicity, and that's causing some issues there. But it's not. There's no lesion here, per se, meaning that when you think of a lesion, you think of actually some type of something that's been divided, or something that's like a mass effect caused by some type of growth. Or you're thinking about a specific lesion in a specific point. You don't talk about this type of issue, which is a generalized issue. Those are not lesion issues. Does that make sense, Robert, what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I think so. And obviously we're not doing a brain scan on radio here. That's not what we're saying. But if we talk about manifestations of certain patterns of behavior, the transitions that's happened, as Officer Hayes is describing in his son, we can come to some conclusions. We still, you know, check it out however you need to validate or confirm it. But we want to give information so you can make better informed decisions about your next steps, which is, you know, why he was asking the question.
Right. And so from a general standpoint, when you're dealing with these type of things and there's an improvement in certain parameters but not in all parameters, that just means that you need to do more of it. And there is a behavioral aspect that you'll have to work on. And there's good evidence that you should continue doing what you're doing. That's not to say that not something else could develop, but generally speaking, when it's like this, it is not a specific lesion and a specific neurological pathway that you have to worry about.
Well, and you've also talked about altering behavior patterns in these children that are fully in the spectrum or moving their way out of it. How you talked about rewarding the positive behavior instead of being angry at the bad behavior. I remember you've,
exactly,
you've said this many times,
yeah,
that parents need to learn this.
Yes, yeah, so rewarding desired behavior. And how do we do that? Children tend to manipulate their environment, and because children that are on the autism spectrum disorder are far more intelligent than their peer group, they happen to have much better ability to manipulate their parents, and they can do that, you know, with many, many different aspects. It's so amazing that when you watch a child, and I'm talking to the parent, I'm telling the parent what the child's going to do, and now the child does it, and you can see, you know, first I throw the temper tantrum, and I tell the parents, you got to stay strong, you got to stay strong. Child will then start running around and, you know, hitting things and pulling the parent's hair. No, won't do anything to me or anybody else, but just doing it to the mom. I'm saying, you got to stay strong. Mom's ignoring it. And then the child will sit down and get quiet and say, now you want to reward him, give him some attention. Then the child would act out again. And it's almost like you can see them, that they're looking around, they're trying to think, okay, so I've figured this out. I've tried the crying, I've tried the temper tantrum, it hasn't worked. What should I do? Then they're quiet and you reward them, and now they're happy, they're getting what they want, and then they're thinking. And I'll tell the parent, now watch. They're going to retest the hypothesis that they've made. So you're going to watch them do something else. So they're looking at the parent, and they'll do something that they know they're not supposed to do, but they want to see, is this going to create, am I going to get the desired response? And I tell the parent, ignore it. So, the child will do it, parent ignores it, the child figures out, okay, so I can't do this. And they will push you to the limit. It comes down to who's got more endurance. Does the child have more endurance to throw the temper tantrum, or is a parent that got more endurance to deal with the temper tantrum and ignore it till the child settles down and then have the opportunity to reward them for the desired behavior of being quiet? So in this particular case with the child that's doing the toe walking, it's probably not that type of a habit where they're trying to manipulate the situation. But again, if the child's formed a habit of doing that, and it's just going to take some more time. And there could be still some, like I said, some remnant toxicity issues going on. So maybe continuing to do the process that the Officer Hayes is doing,
sure,
I would still continue doing it because it's obviously helped. And I wouldn't stop that. And maybe just she needs more duration, but keep it going.
All right, fantastic. Let's move on to Robin's question. She says, I think it's a she, I'm not sure. Let's see, my 49-year-old friend is starting to develop tremors, decreased sense of smell, difficulty swallowing. He has sadly been taking prescribed methylphenidate, PMP, that's Ritalin, and lorazepam for nearly 20 years. 20 years. He has had a heavy caffeine use historically, drinking 2 to 3 quarts of black coffee. I think that even puts Super Don to shame. He says, though, at least it's organic each day. And he used to smoke a pack of cigarettes daily, quit 10 years ago. He had all of his amalgam fillings removed in the spring of 2016, so that's about two years ago. He talks about supplements, magnesium, turmeric, krill, probiotics, iodine, choline, melatonin, adrenal support, silica, selenium a little bit, chromium a little bit. I mean, again, there's a lot of stuff he's trying to do, prostate, valerian, but he stopped taking any OTC pharmaceuticals, including ibuprofen. That's a contributing factor, and is attempting to taper off of methylphenidate and then the lorazepam. It's a long, painful process. He eats organic, filters water, and has had no vaccines for the last 10 years in Vermont, wondering if either me or Dr. Batar has anyone you could recommend in Vermont that could maybe work more closely with him or have any ideas to prevent what appears to be Parkinson's developing.
Well, Robert, you might have somebody. I don't have anybody I could recommend or refer.
In Vermont, I don't know. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, we try to get them plugged into some of the better organizations that have conscious doctors, at least integrative, that will do IV chelation therapies appropriately. I mean, we've talked about advanced medicine docs, but they're not everywhere, unfortunately. There's ACAM, there was AAEM, and there's other groups, but I don't know definitively someone in Vermont.
Yeah, well, see, the problem is some of these type of questions, too, you could send them to a doctor that does chelation, and I don't know, the process of chelation may or may not help this individual, but you see, this is a Parkinsonian type picture that's developing. So just talk generally. Again, we can't diagnose somebody over the radio, but you start looking at the history over here. So the first thing is being on those two drugs, right?
Mm-hmm.
The
Ritalin and lorazepam.
Right. And Ritalin is not a benign drug, mm-hmm. as you know. And being on that for 20 years, that's going to cause some serious problems. And then you've got, on top of that, the 2 to 3 quarts of black coffee, and then on top of that, you have smoking. So the bottom line here is that we talked about chelation is going to remove heavy metals, but chelation is not going to get rid of the other crap that's in mm-hmm. the system. And this is basically an intracellular issue. So there's a lot of garbage in all humans, and the longer we've been on this planet, the more garbage we accumulate. And so to have these pathways that open up, and to help, the reason we take nutrition and the reason we try to do the detoxes is to help to decrease the intracellular garbage that we all have.
Right.
Now, there's three ways that the body deals with garbage. Okay, so we know of the most common one, which is necrosis. The white blood cells go in and they eat the macrophage activity, et cetera, et cetera. We've got also apoptosis. Apoptosis is programmed cellular death where a cell goes so awry. This is typically seen, an example of this would be, say, cancer. So you have a suppression of apoptosis in cancer. That's why the cancer cells can start to run amok and grow so quickly. But the right. normal process of apoptosis is to deal with a cell that is so damaged, so much garbage in it, that it causes it to self-destruct to protect the whole. It sacrifices itself to protect the whole. So that's the second form of dealing with garbage, the apoptosis, and in cancer, we see a suppression of that. We want apoptosis to be high, because if it is high, then all those abnormal cells would self-destruct and you wouldn't have to deal with anything. Right. So that's the second process. And then the third one is autophagy. And autophagy is the subject that I gave my lecture on at the Best Answer of Cancers last spring in April of 2017, Robert, where you and I were together. And we were talking about how autophagy works. And autophagy is basically self-digestion. And it's actually one of the most effective ways of increasing lifespan. And the way you increase autophagy or you improve autophagy, things such as exercise, fasting, caloric restriction, these are all natural ways of dealing with autophagy. Now, we also talked about one of the things that we're doing, one of the protocols we use for autophagy, and there's some more things that I have put together in the last 2 years that also will help stimulate autophagy. The cheapest way is exercise, fast, caloric restriction. But sometimes there are other things we can do to enhance that, and that's where we need to focus in on with this individual, with Parkinsonian type thing. If we can do the autophagy, we're going to get a difference.
For Robin, if you want to tell your friend about CBD, cannabidiol, protecting the nervous system and regenerating it, as well as silica, the whole food form, critical for repairing and rebuilding and regenerating neural tissue. Folks, we got one more segment to go. We're going to ask about how do you know if your doctor knows anything about nutrition.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies.
you create 9/11, do 9/11, then you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, Super Don says he updated the website, the show notes. So if you want to attend the lecture by me and Dr. Gerald Joffrey in New York City on May 5th, you can do that. But the sign-up sheet is there. Get there because there are only 50 slots. Dr. Pattar says upcoming there will be another webinar. We'll get you the heads up the moment it's available for all y'all, whether it's the day we're doing advanced medicine or not. Now, Dr. Pattar, real quick, you had mentioned three things before we went to break. Autophagy, which is a cool word. I love that word. Autophagy, necrosis, and apoptosis. And can you tie it all together simply in terms of how this relates to optimal health as opposed to just barely surviving and limping along?
That's a great question, Robert. So basically all those three components, which is the three ways that the body gets rid of garbage, the more garbage you can get rid of, then the better your health is going to be. So this garbage, getting rid of this garbage, we're basically talking about detoxification. We're talking about intracellular detoxification. So if we can optimize necrosis, apoptosis, and autophagy, then we are actually improving the individual's ability to get rid of the things that they don't need. And, of course, everybody talks about the supplementation aspect, so we don't need to really even talk that much about it. But if we can get rid of the stuff that we don't need, put back the things that we do need, we are no longer going to be limping along. We are going to reach optimum health.
Well done. All right, folks, we're going to go on to this final story of the day. How much does your doctor actually know about nutrition? Right? They all say, eat more fruits and vegetables, cut down on sweets and processed foods, don't smoke, increase your fish, right? But, you know, that's just like... it's sort of pablum. It's like, yeah, anybody could say that, but do they really know? It's kind of like, Dr. Pattar, remember one of my litmus questions for a doctor to know if they're worth your, you know, going to see and consult with? Ask them how often they have a bowel movement. How often do you poop?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And if they're offended, find another doctor. If they go, oh, I'm glad you asked that. This is really because you're engaged and you know why that's important. But I don't know, is there a dietary question? Can we ask a doctor, like, should you be taking selenium when you're on chemotherapy? I mean, that could be one question you could answer. I mean, that's an extreme question, but I don't know what litmus question we can ask a doctor to know right then and there.
Well, I think that the selenium question, I would not agree with that because, again, you know, if somebody were to ask me that, you know, I would say, well, it all depends, you know, what their heavy metal profile shows and their essential minerals shows and in what vector it does it show. And I don't just put people on selenium, but yet generally speaking, most of those people that are have cancer, that are dealing with a chemo type thing, they are going to be mineral deficient across the board, and selenium is one of them. They're probably going to have a zinc to copper ratio that's off it. So I don't know whether I necessarily agree with that. I think I agree with the first question.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great question. You know, how often do you go to the bathroom? Mm-hmm. I think that same question, if a doctor says, well, ideally you should be going to the bathroom as many times as you eat, but, you know, I'm not going as often because I still am working on my own health, or I'm not going as often, or I'm going more than that because I'm, you know,
doing
whatever the case is.
Or something, who knows, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think I like that kind of question because it does show that you're thinking more physiologically, the doctor's thinking more physiologically now as opposed to not thinking physiologically.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know whether there is a magic bullet type question. I think that more important is how the doctor connects with you. But you're right. The question is, how do you know whether your doctor knows much about nutrition? So I don't know. You got a good, is that a rhetorical question?
Yeah, it is a little bit. I mean, I'm thinking about it. It's like on the spot thinking about it. Maybe somebody has a smart way of kind of like, because you want to know, you want to qualify your doctor. Sure, they have a medical degree. They might have specialty in certain things. But, you know, you also want to know, do they know the basics? Because if all they know is their specialty, it's like, their specialty is disconnected from the rest of you. And it becomes so specialized that you could, like, you know, the toe doctor doesn't know what the skeletal doctor is doing. It's that kind of concept. Everything's connected to everything. And you want to have someone that's rounded well enough, even if they have a specialty, that they don't forget you're the sum of your parts. You're not your parts.
Yeah, that's a very good point. So people forget that the hip bone's connected to the knee bone that's connected to the ankle bone type of thing, right? So we are all connected, and having somebody that's so focused on one part of the body and not realizing the impact they're going to have on other aspects of the body by introducing a treatment, that can be an issue. Yeah, I agree with you there.
Beautiful. All right, so we'll leave it at that. We've got upcoming events. Like I said, Dr. Batar says there'll be a webinar coming up. We'll let you know. We've got the searchable database of Medical Rewind. What was it there? It's going to be at advancedmedicine.com, so you can go back to all of the advanced medicine shows that Dr. Batar and I have done together. I'm very excited about that. I will check it out as well. Upcoming events in the show notes. Folks, Curacao, August 5th through the 11th, around the world. You want to come to Curacao? I'll be there. We'll be doing a week-long healing retreat as well. But for now, we got to sign off because we're just out of time, Dr. Batar. And I'm going to give you a little extra time so you can roll with this last message of the week for you.
Okay. So you want me to give them the message?
Let's let them have it.
Okay. The power to heal is unequivocally yours.
Nicely done.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.